This is Malloy on Triple M. Look who's here. He's coming back home to Australia.
Unbelievable.
It's Jim Jefferies and the tour, 13th of May. Tickets go on sale through tickettech.com.au. Yeah. Enmore, Sydney, Brisbane Convention and Exhibition Centre, the Plenary in Melbourne, Riverside Theatre in Perth, and the Adelaide Entertainment Centre.
See you there.
Jim Jefferies.
There. Now, that return, there should be a brass band at the airport. Should be like Air Force One.
Yeah.
There should be some red carpet, some dignitaries. You come off doing the Royal Wave. It'll be great. Welcome home, Jim.
You'd think that would be what happened, but I very much doubt that. I might get spat in the face or something like that. I don't know if it'll all be positive.
Never. It'll be a warm welcome, and I can't wait to see you live in action, which is your natural habitat. I never get sick of telling everyone about your Rod Laver Arena gig, the biggest stand-up gig I've ever seen that just had me.
And
in
Amos Gill, too, who we had on the other day, is
I put the little prick on the poster this time so I could sell a few more tickets.
he mentioned it, right? He came in, he was so happy. He goes, Jim put me on the poster, and I didn't even ask him to.
He was thrilled.
He's there. And then Dave turns around and goes, why aren't I on your poster?
No, Malloy poster with me.
So now I'm in the tin. Thanks a lot, Jim.
Yeah.
But isn't that, this is fantastic news for Australia. And it's a Triple M Presents, and you're still with Frontier and Mushroom.
There's one thing that Michael Gudinski used to get very angry at me for, because I was the first real comedy show that he ever promoted, and he used to say to me all the time, he goes, do the gun control bit. Everyone wants to see you do the gun control routine. Why won't you just do it? Why are you giving me so much? Just do the gun control bit. And I was just like, well, it's not like music. No. People want to hear the new stuff. They don't want to hear the old stuff.
Correct.
But I tell you what, I think I might close out the show with the gun control thing just for Michael. But you know what? Because I thought about that the other day and I thought, I'll do that. And then I watched it for the first time in, 8 years or whenever, however old the routine is.
Yes. Mm.
Me, it's long. Oh, God. I'm trying to memorize the whole thing. It's like doing a Shakespearean monologue. It's a bloody terrible thing.
Yes. Well, it was it's a famous piece of stand-up. And I don't want to be paraphrasing here, but it kind of broke you in the States, didn't it, that routine?
Yeah. Well, what happened with that routine was John Ratzenberg, who played Cliff Clavin from Cheers.
Yeah.
He played one of the dads in Legit, right?
Yeah.
And so the only reason he played the dad in Legit is every time we did the script read, I just did Cliff's voice. And I went, hey, there, Jimmy. Yeah, like that, right? Anyway, so I said, why don't we just see if that guy's around? Anyway, he's like super Republican. Yeah. Really nice guy. I got along with him very well, but his politics are a bit different from mine.
Yep. Mm.
And so I was actually sitting next to him when Sandy Hook happened. We were on set, and Sandy Hook, what a horrible thing, little kids and everything like that.
Terrible.
And John turns to me and he goes, none of this would have happened if those teachers had guns. And then I got into an argument with him that lasted about 4 days. Every day we argued. And at the end of it, I had the entire routine. It was all there because I'd been arguing with someone.
So Cliffy from Cheers played a great
role.
He's responsible. He used to have a thing where he used to tell me off about, he used to go, you don't want these new LED light bulbs. Yeah, they're no good. The old ones with the filament, that's the good ones. These other ones are made in China and they're fueling the Chinese army, these Obama bulbs. Right? He used to go,
Americans, I've learned over the years, and this is what gets me about Americans. Every American I've ever met, they're the nicest, friendliest people. Mm. They are polite. They will manage this. But if you wander into politics or if you wander into religion, I've just never seen it get off the rails as quickly as it does.
Yeah, right.
If you're at a dinner party and you mention that universal health care is a good thing, they will call you a communist. They don't know the difference between socialism and communism, and because it's all about, it's a society of like, you can achieve anything. You can achieve anything. You can be anything you want to be. You can be as big, capitalism, all that. But if you don't succeed, you, buddy. You're sleeping in a box.
Hey, Jim, I'm going to ask you to hang around, mate. Might have a surprise guest for you in the next break.
Oh, okay.
And we're going to talk more about your stand-up show, which Trip, we're proud to present. We're going to give away tickets. We'll open up the lines now. Give a couple away.
All right, 133-53, tickets to Jim's show.
You're not going to miss this. He's playing at the Enmore Theatre.
Right,
you know, the last time I played at the Enmore Theatre, I shared the stage with Russell Crowe, but I don't want to bang on.
Oh, what a name drop.
You're one of the 50 feet of grunt.
Jim Jefferies is with us. More after this. This is Malloy on Triple M. This is Malloy on Triple M. Jim Jefferies coming back to Australia. Tickets on sale 13th of May at tickettech.com.au. The Enmore Theatre in Sydney, the Brisbane Convention and Exhibition Centre, the Plenary in Melbourne, the Adelaide Entertainment Centre, and Riverside Theatre as well. Yep, tickettech.com.au.
Book early, book hard.
Yeah, get around.
Go mad. What a great night out all round. I'll see you there. Are you quarantining? You're going to have to quarantine for 2 weeks? Or?
I have to quarantine for 2 weeks with a 7-month pregnant woman. Ah. Yeah, she'll be 7 months. Yeah, that's going to be pleasurable.
It's going to be a low pulse rate all around.
Yeah, yeah. I've requested they take all the knives out of the apartment.
Have you heard what's happening? So we've got all these Australians in India, and terrible what's going on over there in India. Yeah. And it's, we're trying to get them home, and our government's playing funny buggers, and they've been complaining, rightly, that they can't come home.
Yeah.
And now they've got to quarantine overseas, and they've been, you know, tipping over furniture. It was announced today. Guess where they're quarantining?
Where?
The Maldives.
That's the most beautiful place in the world.
Just imagine the horror of waking up every morning to those turquoise blue waters.
The dolphins and turtles.
The dolphins are back.
You get sick of the room service after a while.
It's all the same.
Yeah.
Hey, I want to get back to your live shows, and I want to talk about, in particular, one aspect of your show. You know I love your live performances. Yeah. Audience participation over the years has been interesting for you, going from being punched in the head live on stage in Manchester, I think it was. Of all the places of the world to be punched in the head, that's probably a pretty rough part of town.
Oh, there's a pretty... The rest of the crowd actually helped me out and they jumped on
stage.
They did. And I tell you what, that's the first city in the world that I sold a theatre in ever.
Yeah.
Because the Manchester people felt like they owned me after that. They were always very supportive of me.
Well, I'll tell you what, I was speaking, and this is amazing how this comes up, because I was talking about you and your live shows, and a girl I work with in my office for Front Bar, Mel, great girl, does a great job, popped up, goes, oh, I've been to Jim Jefferies' concert. In fact, I've been on stage with Jim Jefferies. And I said, okay, right, you have my full attention. And I was thinking of telling the story, but I thought, well, I'll get her on to tell you the story as it unfolded. Mel, are you on the phone?
Hello, yes, I am.
Hi, Mel.
Hello, Mel. Thanks for coming on.
You're speaking to Jim Jefferies, of course, not the first time you guys have met. Would you like to explain the circumstances under which you met?
So, Dad, bless him, big fan of yours, Jim. Mum and Dad are from Ballarat outside of Melbourne, so obviously the Melbourne show made sense to go to, but tickets sold out for it pretty quickly. So Dad missed out, so he sends a message in the family group chat, Adelaide, to go see Jim Jefferies, pack bags, let's go. So we literally came to Adelaide specifically to go see a show. So great, happy days. Anyway, we go to the show, so it's me, Mum, Dad, and my brother sitting there, maybe like 8 rows back, like pretty good tickets. Dad did well. Anyway, at some point in your show, you did a call out for like this shoey thing. It's still happening.
Oh, God, not this bloody thing.
I've always wanted to do a shoey out of a hot chick shoe. So are there any hot girls in this crowd? I think you said something like there can't be any hot chicks in Adelaide or something, to be honest.
No, just not in my audience. The hot chicks don't come to my audience.
So anyway, we're sitting there and no one's kind of put their hand up. And I didn't even think. My hand just shot up, which... Kind of saying it out loud feels really arrogant, me thinking I'm really hot.
No, but... I'll back you up on this. Well played.
And anyway, Mum like flings her head to look at me next to me and she's like, what are you doing? Like, put your hand down. Anyway, and then you pick me out and I just start shaking and I'm kind of like, shit, what have I done? And I come up the front, you get me on stage and then you just start laughing and you go, why the did you put your hand up? I can't do a shoey out of those. Because I was wearing these, like, wedges that essentially have little laces. So it'd be like pouring beer down a skateboard. Like,
and then you've sent her off.
Oh, and so anyway, I actually spoke to Dad before and I said, do you remember then what happened, Dad? Because I've kind of, I reckon through shock, just deleted the memory. And Dad goes, yeah, I bloody remember what happened. He started making jokes about your private parts in front of your parents.
I am a comedian. Right. I have to work on the fly. I've got to tell you.
I feel like it's a bit of karma for Dad. He, you know, thought he was going to have the greatest time ever and then got too involved.
I tell you what we'll do. I'll get tickets for your dad and your family and your dad can come backstage and I'll do some jokes about his private parts.
Duca, Dave.
Okay, case of Brick Lane draft coming
case
your way.
Case of Brick Lane coming your way, no. Bill. Thanks for the call.
Yeah.
Well, the one bit that I refute from this story, I'd never heard this shoey thing. I'd been out of the country for 20 bloody years, and then, like, all the people in Adelaide, they're just, do a shoey, do a shoey. And I was like, what's a shoey? And, like, you drink out of a shoe. And then, like, some bloke sort of had a boot. And I said, I don't want to drink out of you. Yeah. And like the audience and I, you know, I peer group pressure. I went, all right, I'll do it. Because I've only done it once in my life. I said, I'll do it. But it has to be a hot chick shoe. I'm not doing it out of some bloody old bogan's boot.
Well, I like it. She liked it. It's a load of fun. You never know what you're going to get.
Yeah.